The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well. Let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. And our penitential Kyries for after Epiphany. God be merciful to us and bless us, and make his face to shine on us. Lord, have mercy. May your ways be known on earth, your saving power to all nations. Christ, have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning, the first Sunday after Epiphany. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born of water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while the wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 4. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I continue, as always, to encourage you to tune into our online service, where I will delve a bit more into this particular passage. But one of the things that I do is I bring along my towel that I was given when I first came here to be with you all in Kill. It was a gift from Sheila Murphy on the behalf of the church to remind me of what it is to serve, to meet the needs and to baptize all the different things that we do within the church, but what it is to serve. And on that towel, you will see the inscription, Alan Terence Breen, September 1st, 2017, which is the date that I was instituted within the church here. And this, as I see every day as I sit in my office or as I go out to go and do what needs to be done, is a reminder for me of why I have been called to this particular community, a community in which I love. And within this community, as I serve, I have this date, September 1st, 2017. And as I think about that, I think about all the dates that everyone who listens into this has for the particular time that they came to be within our community. And the date, whether you can remember it or not, it is more symbolic as to we are all called to serve. We are all called as a community to meet the need of those around us. Yes, I have this symbolism of a towel. It's not that I bring this towel everywhere I go, but it is a reminder for the call that is in my life. And it also reminds me to look at Jesus. We think of Jesus in a towel. We think of him washing the disciples' feet. We think of the water that was used for that. We think of the water for where Jesus is baptized in. And as he comes out, he hears this voice from heaven, his Father, "This is my Son, who I am well pleased." I want to encourage you in these coming days and over these next couple of weeks as we look at who we are called to be as God's people. What is God saying to your heart? May you know God's voice in your life. May you know that you are his beloved. May he know that he is well pleased with you. And may you know the joy of what it is to meet the needs of those around you. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. For the cleansing of the church and of the world, let us pray to the Lord. Keep the church true in obedience to the example and command of her Lord to baptize for the forgiveness of sins and into the life of faith. Give grace to all Christian people to live according to the promises made at their baptism. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray that the whole world may know the healing power of God. For all that we are seeing around the world, in America, in the UK, within our own nation, let the voice of God's messengers be heard and his name be praised among all nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who, during this time of lockdown, have desire to have their children baptized or for themselves to make vows of baptism. We think of those that we know within our own community who are desiring for this. We pray that godparents shall remember their responsibility for the spiritual life of those that they have sponsored. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on all those who have fallen away from their own vows of baptism or other solemn promises that they have made. Grant them the guidance of the Holy Spirit to bring them back into the way of holiness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the departed who began their earthly lives by following Christ in baptism and have passed with him through death to life. In particular, we bring Sarah Mumford to you in her passing this week. God, we pray you be with David and Abigail and the rest of the family. But may Sarah's joy be forever in the worship of the Holy Trinity. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and share in his peace. And again, I continue, however you can, to connect with someone to share the peace of God with you and with those you love and with those that you may know but from distance. As we come again to the Lord's table, I encourage you to have bread and wine or a biscuit or some juice as we, as always, symbolically take this and remind ourselves that Jesus is with us, and we do this in thankfulness for all that he has done. So wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, and we will pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. So the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Refreshed by these holy gifts, Lord God, we seek your mercy, that by listening faithfully to your only Son and being obedient to the prompting of the Spirit, may we be your children in name and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So may you know the refreshment that you get from water is from your Father. May you know the example of Jesus in his baptism and in how he met the needs of those around him. And may you know the voice of Holy Spirit guiding you and directing you and bringing you comfort. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.